Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
A New York teenager suddenly discovers that she possesses supernatural abilities and background that make her anything but mundane in The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones.
You're not a mundane.
What is a mundane?
Someone from the human world.
Well, if I'm not a human, then what am I?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
That's Jamie Campbell Bauer playing an angelic demon hunter in a follow-up to his small roles in The Twilight Saga and Harry Potter, which is appropriate in a movie that feels like a more or less random mashup of Hogwarts, the Twilight films, and a bit of the Star Wars films thrown in for bad measure.
Humanity is on the very brink of extinction.
There's a map inside your head, Clary. You are the key to our survival.
Jace thinks he needs to save the world, but you don't need to encourage him to do it.
Have a little faith.
Well, it's tough to have faith in a movie where the big climactic love scene is greeted with laugh-out-loud derision by preview audiences. Based on a series of 6 youth novels by Cassandra Clare, this is obviously intended to be the beginning of a long saga, but one can only hope that this cliché-ridden story proves more mortal than its undying and sullen main characters are supposed to be. Rated PG-13, despite some intense battle scenes involving demons, vampires, werewolves, and some effectively loathsome special effects creatures, 1.5 stars for The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones, a movie that richly deserves an eternal rest.